I'm a codeine addict, and Northlands saved my life. People think that Northlands is primarily for alcohol, and it's not. I mean, I'm not a drinker, never have been. But through circumstances, I found codeine. At my worst, I was taking up to 90 tablets a day. And if I had,
how did that leave you?
I didn't care if I lived or died. In fact, I think I probably hoped I would die. You know, it destroys your life.
In what way?
I have lost my home, I've lost my marriage, I've lost my job. I was a nurse, and I was taking them from work. I was up in court for it. I lost my dignity, you know, respect for myself. I'm sure people have lost respect for me. Nursing was my life. I loved my job. I was good at my job until I found codeine. Nobody knew what was happening with me, and when it all came to a head after I was arrested, I didn't realise the true extent of addiction.
Did you almost feel relief when you were arrested?
I did. It was kind of a weird feeling because I knew it was over, but equally I was in a prison cell and all I could think about was codeine. Where am I going to get it? How am I going to get it? You know, I'm going to go into withdrawal. That's not what someone who's just been arrested should be thinking. They should be thinking about their family and what's going to happen to me. But all I could think about was codeine.
So how was Northlands different to other support facilities?
Northlands makes you see the reality of your addiction. It makes you see the truth of it. It makes you see what it does to you and what it does to your family. Addiction destroys lives, absolutely destroys them. Not just the person who's addicted, but the surrounding people. Not just family, but friends.
How important also, I suppose, was it that Northlands was so close in this area?
Unbelievably. My sister-in-law is a GP, and she didn't even really know about Northlands, but we went online and looked, you know, at different sort of things. There's plenty of treatment options out there, you know, but you have to go to Scotland, you have to go to Newry, you have to pay for it, and not everybody has the cash to pay for it. And I came across Northlands. I phoned up, got an appointment straight away, and was actually taken in for treatment 2 weeks later.
You mentioned there that you lost everything.
Yeah.
How can anybody begin to imagine what life is like?
Life now, strangely enough, I'm happier now than I have been in 10 years. And that sounds crazy considering, you know, that I've lost my home, I've lost my marriage, you know, lost my job, I've lost, you know, my career, my vocation, which nursing is what all I ever wanted to do. But I'm happier and more content now than I've ever been because I'm at peace with myself. I've laid my ghosts that led to my addiction, which was my mum's death, to rest. And I can now finally start to live my life again. It's all down to Northlands.
The service is vital, but the money's not there.
Exactly. And obviously being a nurse, I know how frustrating that is. And I know, you know, there's so many other, you know, health services out there that need money. There has to be a way around it. There has to be a way that we can look at it and see what we can do.
Are you starting to pre-build your life again then?
Slowly but surely. I've moved into my own wee flat and I'm thinking of going back to college now in September. Taking things very, very slowly as you have to do in the early stages of recovery, you know.
I'm sure it's very difficult to say bye-bye to the person you used to be.
It is and it isn't. It's hard to say goodbye to the person I was before addiction and before my mum's death because I'm certainly not that person anymore.
Do you look back and ever feel anger towards that person or towards the fact that it's you?
I do. I look back now and I think, what did you do to yourself and your life? You know, I'm not ashamed anymore of what I went through. You know, addiction is an illness, it is a disease, and it changes people. Yes, I'm ashamed of the things that it made me do, very, very much so, and that I'll have to live with for the rest of my life. You know, that, you know, I broke the trust of the public being a nurse, but I have to move past that now. That's the old me and this is the new me. Whenever I was up in court, obviously I had to do a probation report, and I said, you know, how there's no words. I can't take back what I've done. All I can do is try and move forward and live my life to the best that I can. And that's why Northlands is so, so important.